field.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh, yeah, that's 2-1-A State baseball coverage continuing here on the Pulse. Jake, Seth, Brandon, all with you. One inning in, Rossville, a 2-0 lead on Marmaton Valley. We go to the second. Cam Miller back to work. Here is Caden McVeigh, the center fielder. Oh, and Cam Miller runs inside and hits him on the first pitch of the second inning, and he'll take first.
Yeah, kind of a keeper arm spot for Cam Miller. Kind of comes to the side with his delivery, and that time doesn't follow through well enough, and that, yeah, fastball runs in, and that didn't feel good. Guarantee that.
So from Caden McVeigh, the center fielder, to cousin Chris McVeigh, the left fielder.
We got brothers and cousins and
smaller communities. We know all about that.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, very common for sure. So here is Chris McVeigh with a runner at first and nobody out. 2-0 Dogs here in the second. Now hit to the opposite side of the field. Chance for two. Second, not in time. Throw to first, not in time. Boy, a bang-bang play. Caden McVeigh beats the throw to second, and then Chris McVeigh beats the throw to first, and two on the out here for Marmaton Valley.
Yeah, Graves got the second just a half second late. The throw from Horgan at third, from third to second, was a good throw, but just Graves not able to get to the bag quick enough, and then the turnover to first, not in time. Marmaton Valley's got something cooking to begin this second.
Rossville leading 2-0, but the Wildcats in a little bit of business here. Two on and nobody out. Now a throw to second.
Oh, that's a good
one. Bang! Out at second. They pick off Caden McVeigh. What a tag by Mitchell, the shortstop. Take one off, and that's one out in the inning.
Unbelievable move right there by Cam Miller, and that's a timing thing. That's what you work on in practice. Usually you'll get like a head nod from the pitcher, the shortstop. No, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, break to the bag, and a perfect throw. A lot of trust from Miller.
And here's Brevin Campbell, the second baseman, about to see his first pitch from Cam Miller. It's all right, he delivers, and that one kicks away from Meyer, and going to second without a throw will be Chris McVeigh. So a little bit of a wild pitch there. Now runner at second with one out, and that's huge, hitting that pickoff there, because potentially Wildcats squandering an opportunity where they could have had runners at second and third and nobody out.
No doubt. Base is open at first base. Put double play back in effect. See if Rossville plays this straight up or if they work around him.
Now Campbell, the second baseman, now showing bunt. See if he pulls back. He does. And Miller's pitch.
Nice breaking pitch.
Just missed upstairs for a ball.
Yep. Went with a tight slider there from Miller and just a little elevated in the zone.
Now for Campbell, plate appearance number 82, batting average at .213. He's got 13 hits, including a double, and he has driven in 12. The base hit could add an RBI to his total with a runner at second, but not there. Big heavy swing and miss for strike one, now 2-1.
Didn't get cheated on that swing, but Miller able to pound the zone with that one.
And Marmaton Valley, they have scored 262 runs this season. That is good for 10.4 a game. Looking for their first run today. Good swing. Coming up empty again. Good pitch by Miller from 2-0 to 2-2.
You're seeing Campbell right now. Every time he's swinging the bat so far, his left foot is aiming down the third base line, really, really opening up, coming up empty on every swing.
Chris McVeigh, the runner at second. Here's a 2-2 in there. Called strike three. Blew it right by him. Campbell down looking. That is out number two. And the second strikeout today for Cam Miller.
A little bit of nervousness in that batter's box there from Campbell. You can just tell by his swing. He did not want to stand square up in that box. He was backing out of the box, and Miller knew it. Brought a really hard fastball right down Broadway. Campbell didn't know what to do.
Well, now it's up to Thomas Alley, the third baseman. Tall stance from the right side, up in the box. Little movement with the bat above the right shoulder. Here's Miller's first pitch. Fastball in there for strike one.
Cam Miller mentioned at the top of the first inning, a very much a rhythmic pitcher. He wants consistency. He wants that ball back to him quickly so he can get back to work.
Well, Miller had a little more pace to his game in the first. He's kind of settled it down a touch. Now this one is launched a mile high, out of play, foul. Love how the announcer here announces to everybody that anytime a ball goes out into play, he just says, hey, foul ball.
Heads up.
Heads up. I appreciate it, and I think everybody else appreciates it here as well.
Yeah.
Count 0-2 here. Miller looking to get out of the inning. Runner at second base for Marmaton Valley, and he bends it in there. Swing and miss. And down goes Alley for the third out.
Great breaking pitch there from Mr. Amazing Cam Miller at the middle of the bump. Rossville, big-time inning defensively there. Two runners get on, but nobody scores.
Marmaton Valley threatens, but back-to-back strikeouts for Cam Miller. We go to the bottom of the second here in Kansas City. Dogs 2 in the Wildcats nothing.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead?
At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
8-9-1 in the Rossville lineup as we go to the bottom of the second inning here on the Pulse. We got Jake, Seth, Brandon all with you here in Kansas City. Tyler Lord's first pitch to Jordan Martinek is a swing and a miss for strike number one. Rossville, two runs on two hits in that first inning of play. Out to a good start here today. Lord's next pitch a little bit outside for ball one. Cale Horgan will follow. Jacoby McDonald after that here for the Dogs in the second. And Tyler Lord kicks and fires and a little foul off behind the dish. And one ball, two strikes here on Martinek. 93rd plate appearance for Jordan this season. Batting average 174. He's got 12 hits, including three doubles. Pretty straight up with that stance. Good bend to the knees. Here's a 1-2. And it's outside ball two. By far and away the best season for baseball and Marmaton Valley school history, their first trip to states in school history. And that 2-2 run tie, now it's full, three balls and two strikes. Jake and I have been talking about it. The pitch count for both starters today, who's going to run it up? And first batter here in the second works a full count. Martinek ultimately hit by the pitch, and he leads it off and will take first base.
Long at bat there. Martinek does a great job. Just reference the pitch count.
That is the 12th time he's been hit by a pitch this year.
I don't think he stuck his arm out there. I really couldn't tell, but that's a lot of times getting hit.
So just like the first, leadoff man on here for the Dogs in the second. That brings up Cale Horgan, number 9 in the order. Cale this season, 89 a plate appearance with this one here. Batting average 323 and 21 hits. And this one is popped up on the infield. It is high, high up there, and it's going to be the shortstop working behind the pitcher's mound, and Morrison makes the catch to retire Horgan for out number one.
That's a tough play there for Morrison.
That was a very challenging play. That's the normal body, I would say 99% of the people and patrons here probably not making that play.
Yeah, no doubt. That wind is moving it and able to secure it for the first half. And back to the top of the order you go.
Here's Jacoby McDonald scoring one of the two runs in the first, had a couple of steals on an infield single. And he takes one a little bit outside for ball one.
Here's where it gets a little interesting, B.J. You got Martinek at first and McDonald up right now. One of them's definitely faster than the other.
And a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Tyler Lord. Coming up empty was McDonald. It evens the count at 1-1. Well, Martinek, he's not the biggest threat to steal, just 2-for-3 in that category this season. He's got a decent lead, doesn't take off, pitches low for ball two.
Good eyes there by McDonald. Plays a lot of travel ball. Growing up, I made the mistake of referencing one travel ball team that was very popular when I was talking to him during basketball season. He said, how dare you?
Now, a good pitch by Tyler Lord, catching the outside edge for a called strike. And now even Stevens here for McDonald at 2-2. We're in the bottom of the second inning here in Kansas City. Rossville a 2-0 lead here on Marmaton Valley. 2-1A State Baseball Tournament quarterfinals. Colgan and Frankfurt have both advanced. Here is a high chopper in between the legs of Alley at third and out into left for a base hit. Be interesting to see the scoring on that one, but now 2-1 and 1-out for Connor Bush.
About 30 seconds, and I'll let you know what the official scoring is on that. That
I'll
was
take
a tough
the official
hop.
Score. For sure.
That was a tough hop. Goes between the legs there, but this is exactly what I was kind of prefacing is the fact now you've got Martinek at second and you got McDonald at first base. Well, McDonald's not going to be stealing first go
potentially here because Martinek not that threat to steal from second to third.
Well, Connor Bush, the sack fly to get the Dogs' first run in the first, and he is up there with two on and one out here in the second. And the first pitch is low, and it gets to the backstop. So much for having to steal. Just take it for free.
No doubt. Not what you expect that to be, but that's the way you're able to move up.
So now a base hit, potentially for Connor Bush, could double up this Rossville lead.
Official score, error, E5.
Okay. So McDonald reaching on the E5 officially. So second and third, one out here in the second, and a high chopper played by the third baseman, Alley. Long throw, back to back, holds Martinek at third, and that is a big second out with both runners holding true.
Yeah, good job there by Martinek. I mean, he was caught in a tough spot right there. Do I go home? Do I not? Going straight to the third baseman like that and making a great play was Alley. Long throw, gets the out in time.
Yeah, one of the best baseball players in the state. Here's Cannon Mitchell, All-State a year ago, and a two RBI opportunity potentially here with a base knock with two outs. 2-0 Rossville in the second, and he hits it to the opposite field, into the gap, and that slices down in front of Newman, the right fielder. Martinek will score. McDonald will score, and there it is with two outs, a two RBI knock by Connor Bush. He's got three RBIs in his first two at-bats, and the Dogs, a 4-0 lead.
Yeah, great job. Good piece of hitting there by Mitchell, just being patient in the middle of that right there and just lifting it over the second baseman's head. And you mentioned how
Cannon Mitchell, my gosh,
that's all right.
Bush, my bad.
That's all right. I picked you up.
Slap me
but
next time I do something like that. Disrespecting Mitchell like that.
He's one of the best in the state. He proves it right there. Good piece of hitting to score two more runs.
So Mitchell at first base, his first two RBIs in today's game and on the season for Cannon Mitchell. How about 51 RBIs with the two driven in there?
Very solid.
So he's at first base with two outs. 0-1 the count here on Miller. Now a throw over to first. Mitchell back in safely. Mitchell knocks again, a heavy threat to steal, just 2-for-2 on the year in that category.
But 100%.
But 100%. And Rossville was just 59-67 as a team on stolen bases coming into today. Heavy dose of that was Jacoby McDonald, and well, he's going to steal it and take second. The throw bounces behind the bag. Make it 3-for-3 this season for Cannon Mitchell on stolen base attempt.
It's as if he could hear the broadcast say, well, listen,
broadcast
I'll keep my
jinx coming into play for a second time in as many innings.
I'll keep my percentage at 100. Thank you very much. But in scoring position here for Cam Miller.
But the count is 0-2 on Miller. He grounded out in his first at bat. Here's Lord's pitch, and he just fighted that one off to stay alive at 0-2. Fouls it straight back off the inner part of the bat.
Cam Miller is the fourth spot hitter, cleanup guy for Rossville.
My favorite matchup.
That's
pitcher
right.
V pitcher.
There it is.
There you go. Lord has a chance to get out of it, but two more runs on the board for the Dogs. Still a runner at second. Bends it in there. Oh, boy, Cam Miller thought it was strike three. The umpire says, no, you're good, brother.
Man, you got second life if you're Cam Miller. He's smiling even. He was just, he appreciated the pitch there from Lord. It was breaking pitch. Looked like it caught the edge, but umpire said, no way.
So it's 1-2 now. Runner at second is Mitchell. Long look for Tyler Lord, running over Campbell, the second baseman, and now a time called at the dish by Miller. Second at bat today for Miller. And it's his 104th of the season. 316 the average coming in with 25 hits, including 7 home runs. Runner takes off for third. Mitchell sliding in safely.
Man.
2 stolen bases all season. He gets 2 here on this at bat. He's on the way to third.
Okay, you can't convince me he's not listening to the broadcast right now because we're sitting here talking about him. Not a threat to steal, 2-for-2, that's it.
Boom. I had to double check, make sure I had that correctly written down, and that's what I got written down. So how about he doubles up his steal total this season? He's at third with a 2-2 count, 2 outs. Here's the pitch, and it gets away. Here comes Mitchell. Here's the throw home, the tag. It bounces away, and he's in there safely. 5-0 Rossville here in the second.
If he doesn't steal second, if he doesn't steal third, he's not in position, B-Ted, on a pass ball to score, but he's able to do it. Again, Rossville showing you the speed on the bases wins ball games. That's just what speed does in the game of baseball. And 5 runs have crossed, 3 of them strictly based on being able to swipe a bag.
Now Miller has worked it back from a 1-2 to a full count, so the bases are empty with 2 down. 3 balls, 2 strikes here on Miller. Here's the pitch, and it is low and in the dirt, ball 4. Well, you talked about it, Jake, at the top. Different kind of surrounding and setting at this level. Marmaton Valley making their first trip to state in school history. You have to think There's a little bit of nerves there, right? Playing on this big stage, huge crowd here. Not very many empty seats. You got the stands beyond the seats themselves. There's people everywhere. So you think maybe that just has a little bit maybe to do with it.
It's a big thing to ask a team to do on your first time at stake. And the fact that you're playing on turf, you know, the ball bounces differently. You're seeing that with now four either wild pitches or pass balls combined for the Lord brothers. And you're not used to that. It just doesn't have the depth of this backstop. Everything definitely encompasses.
0-1 the count here on Cale Horak. Walked in his first at bat. Got Miller at first base. Two outs. He will take off for second base. Throw is a little bit late. Kicks away. It was backed up nicely by Morrison. So a stolen base for Cam Miller. Let's go to that stat for Mr. Cam Miller. 3 for 3.
I was gonna guess
after that
two
one.
For two.
He was 2 for 2.
Okay.
Two. Yeah.
Okay.
Right before that one. So the unlikely stolen base threats are stealing bases for Ross Hill. The first two innings here today, they have a 5-0 lead. Why not? Here's a 1-1. Good pitch there by Tyler Lord, catching the outer edge for a called strike.
And this is no disrespect to the young man behind.
1-2. Beg your pardon.
To the young man, Lane Lord, behind the dish, but. Scouting reports out, no doubt about it so far in this game. You've seen that Rossville, they get a good enough jump. Lane Lord's not been able to get that ball down there quick enough.
Here's a 1-2 in the dirt. And Lane Lord with a good stop there. Keeps Miller at second base. Even the count now on Horak, 2-2.
If you're Marmaton Valley, if you're Lane Lord, if you can get one thrown out, that's going to pump the brakes on Rossville, but no need to stop yet.
And a 2-2 is over but low. 3 balls, 2 strikes, it runs full.
And the old favorite thing about baseball, look who's on deck. You got a catcher with the knee guards on.
Yep. Got to just be prepared either way. And a big 3-2 on the way and a swing and a miss. I think the changeup there got Horak, and down he goes for the final out. First strikeout for Tyler Lord, but 3 more runs on the board for Rossville. We go to the third inning here in Kansas City. Dogs 3, Wildcats nothing.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SBIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Five to nothing, Rossville, as we go to the third inning here on the Pulse. Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollefson, Brandon Tabman with you. So 2 in the first, 3 in the second. On the Rossville Dogs, Marmaton Valley, they got work to do, but plenty of time to get there. Number 9 in the order leads on off here in the third. It'll be Brandon Newman, the right fielder.
So far, Cam Miller's found his groove. He's been consistent. Marmaton's been able to get a few runners on base, but unable to move them past second base. There's big-time plays defensively been happening for the Dogs, keeping this a zero on the scoreboard for the Wildcats.
Newman takes the first pitch strike, gets 0-1, and the next one, a little bit outside, now evened up, 1 ball, 1 strike. So Newman followed by the Lord, Tyler, and Lane here in the top of the third here for Marmaton Valley. Miller's next pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Brandon Newman, the right fielder, wears jersey number 17, bats from the right side. Just his 44th plate appearance of the season. Only 3 hits, all singles. Hitting a big spot here today. Watches a breaking ball break outside the zone, and now 2-2 the count.
Yeah, good. I mean, that's a good pitch there, trying to get a chase from Newman right there. Newman did a good job holding up.
Newman chokes up on the bat, 2-2 the count. Miller kicks, Miller deals. Beautifully done, knee high, fastball, called strike 3. 3 consecutive strikeouts for Cam, going back to the second. He's got 4 here in the game, and that's out number 1 here in the third.
Yeah, rhythm, that's what Cam Miller likes, and especially out of the windup. He's got a quick delivery out of the windup. Likes to get back in there and get ready to rock.
I like the pitchers that hold the glove in front of their face.
Oh, yeah.
Before going. Miller does
good
that. He bends it in there for a called strike. Well, Tyler Lord, he worked a good at bat in the first, ultimately walked, but got to third base and was punched out there. Here's an 0-1. Fastball knee high, called strike two.
Now, that was that double play that you had. The bunt started with Meyer over to Martinek, then back over to Hogan at third.
0-2 the count. Let's see what Miller dials up here with everything at his disposal. Here's the 0-2 and a good swing on that off-speed pitch, and Lord fights it off out of play, and it'll stay 0-2.
I love that approach right there from Tyler Lord, because he got his foot down expecting a fastball, kept the hands back, and threw him at that breaking pitch to foul it off.
And Miller again, an 0-2. Another foul off here, this time just dribbles behind home and stays, no balls, two strikes. Again, Tyler Lord, top of this Marmaton Valley lineup. I'm sure Tyler on his way to a first-team All-State nod with what he has done this season in 2-1-A.
Miller back-to-back breaking pitches. I look for fastball high and away, way up in the count, 0-2.
Meyer sets up down the middle, blows it right by with the fastball, swing and miss, and down goes Tyler.
Quick work here. You mentioned the run that Miller's on right now with consecutive strikeouts.
That is four consecutive strikeouts, five total in the game through 2 2/3. And two out bases empty for Lane Lord. And he hits into that bunt, which you mentioned resulted in that double play in the first. Chance to swing away here, and he takes one up and in for ball one. Lane entered today in a batting average of .368. This will be his 95th plate appearance of the season. He's got 28 hits, including four doubles. Here's the 1-0 by Miller. Tried to paint the edge, didn't get the call, and it's now two balls, no strikes.
So now Lord way up in the count here against Miller. Miller likes his breaking ball. See if he spins one in.
The 2-0. That one just missed again, twice. And I think Miller might have had a little frustration yell in the glove because he thought maybe he had painted a couple good pitches on the corner, but he went 0-2 there. Now the count, three balls, no strikes on Lane Lord. He is open on that right stance, and right as he got into the windup, Cam Miller, time called by Lane Lord. Steps out, steps back in. And that one, 3-0, of course, taken all the way, and that's in there for strike one.
Now, a little bit of a breaking pitch. Miller quickly back to the rubber. He's ready to rock and roll, wanting to find his groove here.
Three balls, one strike, two outs, bases empty, and right down the middle again for strike number two. So from 3-0 to a full count. And Cam Miller trying to retire the side in order for the first time here in this game. Outside ball four. Bouncer Jinks coming into play, and the inning continues once again.
Miller thought he got that, but that's three pitches on the outside, outer part of the plate. He did not get. This umpire definitely, again, loves the inner half of the plate. Right down Broadway, if you're flirting with the outside, he's not giving it as much.
15th walk taken by Lane Lord. He is 16 for 17 on stolen bases. He is at first base with two outs. Does not go. Here's the pitch, and fighting it away foul is Garrett Morrison, the shortstop. So 0-1 the count on Garrett. He did single in the first with two outs. But Stevenson is in the on-deck circle, struck out to end that frame. And a pretty light lead for Lane Lord at first. Certainly a threat to steal. Does not go. Here's the pitch by Miller, trying to paint it on the outer edge and missing that one. And now one ball, one strike.
Frustrated is Cam Miller right now when he's trying to paint that outside beat, Ted. He's wanting it so badly, but unable to get the call.
1-1. The count here on Morrison. Again, the runner doesn't go. That one is in there, called strike. And now Morrison. Got to be a little strategic here, down in the count, 1-2.
And Marmaton now, three straight innings, get runners on base, but haven't been able to get them past second.
A 1-2 by Cam Miller on the way, and went with a high fastball, and Morrison went for it, but he fouled it away. A favorite pitch to chase, the high heater. A little breeze blowing some papers off the table. Appreciate the services for helping us out there.
Yeah, I got Officer Andy helping me out over here.
Heck yeah, we'll take it. It is very cheesy for the papers to go flying, but we got patrons behind us and service members helping out. Still a 1-2 pitch on the way here to Morrison from Cam Miller. Top of the third inning, 5-0 Rossville. Off speed, little dribbler. It's going to be picked up by Miller, and he throws to first accurately in time for the out.
Impressive play. Miller coming off the bump. That was basically a swinging bunt. He told his catcher, I got this, and a strike to first base for the third out.
So no runs, no hits. They get a two-out walk, but it does no harm. We go to the bottom of the third inning here on the polls. It's all Rossville. They lead Marmaton Valley 5-0.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student-athletes. Good luck at state.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Must Internet is just Internet, but ours is Giant. Giant Pandas are known for their big appetite. Your Internet has one, too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now, when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile, too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go Giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State baseball here on the Pulse. Just glad to be a part of your holiday Monday evening as we continue on here in Kansas City. Rossville, a 5-0 lead on Marmaton Valley. Dogs about to come up here in the bottom of the third inning. We were talking a little bit off the air. Tyler Lord, the starter, of course, for Marmaton Valley. Again, 5 runs have been scored by Rossville, only 1 of which has been earned.
Yeah.
That's the problem when you get to a game like this magnitude, those mistakes, that they can just pile up. And right now, Rossville taking full advantage here 2.5 innings in.
Yeah, wild pitches, pass balls, 1 error for Marmaton Valley, and 1 earned run of the 5. So pitching well is Tyler Lord. Defense just not having his back here early on. But you mentioned it, Rossville, them dogs are taking advantage.
So here is Cooper Meyer at 6-7-8 in the Dogs lineup. He'll foul away the first pitch for strike number 1. He walked with 2 outs in the first, and Cole Graves retired to end that inning. So up here for a second time on Tyler Lord, and throws one in there, but it's outside for ball 1. Meyer followed by Graves and Martinick.
Those that might be curious about Silver Lake softball, that'll be on 103.9, a little bit of a delayed start out in Salina.
Keeping us updated on all the locals here today and quarterfinals, the baseball and softball state tournaments. Another foul off here, though, by Meyer. He's down in the count at 1-2. 5 runs on 3 hits here early on for Rossville. In control early, and now a good eye here, low and outside. 2-2 the count on Meyer. And Meyer, that walk that he took in the first was his 11th free pass taken this season. Now he puts this one on a tee and drills it out into left field, and that baby's going to go up against the Price Chopper sign, and it's going to be extra bases to lead off the third. Taking his time to get it in is Chris McVay. Could have been a triple, but how about a leadoff double for Cooper Meyer?
Absolutely turned on that pitch right there. You mentioned it. Couple hops to the fence and out in left field, struggling to read that was McVay, and kind of hesitated getting it back in. You mentioned the opportunity maybe to get that ball in a little bit quicker, but maybe could have gotten a third base. But nevertheless, stand-up double to begin the game.
So do we have Laycock again,
yes.
Courtesy runner at second base. That's the third double of the year for Meyer. And now the courtesy runner, Laycock again at second base. Nobody out. 5-0 our score. Rossville in front. Here's Cole Graves. Puts it on the line, on the ground, third base side. Beautiful defensive play there by Alley. And in the process, Laycock will go to third. Very good play to get that first out. Cole Graves retired, and that'll bring up Martinick.
Yeah, good play there, but smart base running by Laycock. He waited for the play to be made over at third. As soon as the ball was thrown, bolted for third base because there was nobody onto the bag. So it was a race between him and the third baseman to get back to the bag. He slides in safely.
Well, Martinick up for a second time. He was hit by a pitch on a 3-2 count in his first time up. And Tyler Lord issues the call strike number 1 to begin this second at bat. The Laycock, courtesy runner for Meyer at third. 1 out here in the bottom of the third inning. A 5-0 Rossville lead. Certainly trying to add here at that runner at third. There's a good pitch by Lord, and it's in there for a called strike.
Yeah, had
quickly 0-2.
Had Martinick all confused on that one. Looked like it was going to be a high fastball, but the bottom dropped out of that pitch and dropped in there for a strike.
Only one strikeout for Tyler Lord here so far, and a chance here for number two. There it is. It's like the fourth time the announcer jinx has come into play, and you can't tell me otherwise.
I know. You're a believer in it, and you're making me a believer in it the last four rounds of baseball and softball we've been covering together. I'm believing in it.
Big second strikeout. That one on Martinek. Now Cale Horgan, it's up to him with two outs, and Laycock at third. Lord missing a little bit upstairs there. One ball, no strikes. Cale popped out to the shortstop. Now the first out in the second inning, so he is 0-1. Plate appearance number 90 on the year for him right here. That one in the dirt. It gets to the backstop. Here comes Laycock sprinting home. Didn't even need the slide, but he does so for the dramatic effect, and it's 6-0 Rossville.
He just wanted to make sure he got a little bit of rubber pellets on his gut there. Head first slide in safely at home, and 6-0 now. Rossville has scored in every one of the first three innings.
And one of the six earned.
Yeah.
So again, the mistakes has been piling up here on the Wildcats. Rossville taking full advantage. Now two outs, base is empty, and the 2-0 pitch to Cale Horgan runs upstairs. Now three balls, no strikes. Last thing you want if you're Tyler Lord is to put number nine on and get right back to the top of the order with Jacoby McDonald. Here's the 3-0. Watching all the way, and it's in there for a strike.
And McDonald is a very effective kid at the plate, so you want to, if you're Marmaton Valley, you're Lord, you want to sit down number nine.
And a 3-1 is hit off the glove. It ricochets Alley's glove down the third base line, and a long turn. Horgan does it first. He'll trot back for a very hard hit, two-out single, and that will bring up Jacoby McDonald.
Your nine-hole hitter able to rope a ball like that. He's a second leadoff. I'm telling you, that is the one of the more crucial parts of your lineup is your nine-hole hitter. He keeps the inning alive with two outs to bring back up the top of the order.
22nd hit of the season for Cale Horgan. He is at first base with two outs. Here is Jacoby McDonald for the third time in as many innings. He will show bunt. Why not? He puts it down. Tough play for Tyler Lord. Off the mound to his right. Throw to first in time. That is hard to do. But Tyler Lord gets the speedy Jacoby McDonald to retire the side. But another run in on a wild pitch. And we go to the fourth inning here on the Pulse. It's all dogs. They leave Marmaton Valley. Our score is 6-0.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All Rossville here on the Pulse, 2-1A State Baseball quarterfinal here in Kansas City. The Dogs leading Marmaton Valley 6-0. Before we go to the fourth, Jake.
Yeah.
And you've met this man before. Jeff Tadman, my pops, is celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, let's go.
64 years young.
Come on, Jeff.
Met him a couple times.
Yes.
Coming to watch some of our broadcasts we've done in years past, but just wanted to give pops a little 64-year-old birthday shout-out here on the Pulse.
Absolutely. Happy birthday to you, Jeff. And here at the stadium, they actually did something about an hour and a half ago. Where
they did shout out some birthdays.
They did, and they played the It's Your Birthday song. And so everybody was dancing for you, Jeff.
Now here's Todd Stevenson, 0-1, falls behind. Miller's next pitch to him, outside for ball one. So Stevenson struck out his first time up and leading off the fourth here with Wildcats needing to get some work done. They're down 6-0, and fastball blew it right by, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number two.
Ken Miller's just confident on that bump right now for them Dogs, right?
Five strikeouts, two walks so far through three innings today for Cam Miller. He is not allowed a run. Here's the pitch. Went with the fastball again. Loves that outside corner. Couldn't get it this time. And it's two balls and two strikes. And then the McVays will follow with Caden and Chris. middle part of this Wildcat lineup. Oh, and a hack and miss there on that outer edge fastball. Not sure how to describe that, but that is strikeout number 6 for Cam Miller.
Yeah, well, he thought that was going to be an off-speed pitch right there, and Cam Miller just blew it by him with a fastball. And you know, as a pitcher, when you're getting swings like that, you're doing something right because your hitters are guessing against you.
So one up, one down here in the fourth. Outer edge, looking for the righty on the outer edge there to Caden McVay, but it is ball one. He was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat, stranded, though, at second base. Actually picked off at second base by Miller. Now good swing here, but fouling it away is Caden McVay. Wears jersey number 8. And this is plate appearance number 72. Came into today with just north of a 300 average. Arvinson Valley, as a team coming into today, was hitting north of 350. They have been shut down by Cam Miller so far through 3 1/3.
Pain to the corner that time, BT. I got the call at the knees on the outer half.
1-2 the count here on at Caden McVay. 6-0 Rosso in the fourth. Bend it in there. Yes, please. Call strike 3.
Unbelievable.
Cam Miller is cooking. That is 7 strikeouts. And 2 up, 2 down, just like that for Chris McVay.
Again, you just got these hitters from Arlington Valley guessing every single pitch right now from Cam Miller, and that's the spot as a pitcher you want to be in.
Cam Miller trying to make quick work of the Wildcats here in the away fourth. 2 up, 2 down, 2 more strikeouts. Went with the fastball outer edge to Chris McVay, and that one missing for ball one.
Chris looked like he was going to try and show a bunt. Third baseman breaking late, Horgan.
Chris McVay reached on an infield single, and now he fouls this one straight back, and it's 1-1. Well, just mention how good of a season Marmaton Valley has had. Mention their team batting average, 356, 30 doubles as a team, 12 triples, 942 team OPS. And now this one's put into play, right side, Graves, a nice double hop. He'll take it at second on to first to Martinek in time. So that was easy breezy, beautiful stuff. From Cam Miller, 3 up, 3 down, including 2 more strikeouts. Give him 7 through 4 innings here today. We're halfway in, halfway home. We go to the bottom of the fourth here on the Pulse. Rossville leading it 6-0.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Strong part of the order coming up here for Rossville as we go to the bottom of the fourth here in Kansas City. Jake, Seth, Brandon all with you. It is 6-0 Rossville in the 4-5 matchup here in the 2-1A State Baseball Championship quarterfinals. Tyler Lord back to work and delivers an off-speed pitch to Connor Bush that is taken for called strike number 1.
Good start for the Dogs, no doubt about it, but anything can happen in the game of baseball.
Now that one sit out into center field and a base knock to lead off the fourth.
As I'm saying, anything can happen. You know, where I was going with that was that Rossville needs to keep their foot on the gas pedal here. Nothing is, you know, by any stretch over. There's still a lot of game left to be played. You want to continue to scratch runs across every chance you get, and that's a good start.
Hit number 22 on the season for Connor Bush. He is at first base with nobody out for the Dogs. 6-0 advantage, and right back to it here to begin the fourth. Runner takes off. It's a swing and a miss and not even a chance to make a throw, and Bush is into second safely.
Speed there, and that's...
Yeah. You want to take a guess of how many stolen bases that is for Connor Bush this season?
I'm going to say 3 out of 4.
He is now 5 for 5.
Ooh,
on stolen bases this season. Again, I'll give you kind of a hint. Outside of Jacoby McDonald, numbers are pretty light.
Yeah, no doubt.
They're not a heavy steal team across the board outside of leadoff man Jacoby McDonald, but
kind of what I was basing that off of a little bit is something I want to mention about that last steal, though. That was a foul tip, but the catcher caught it, so that's why play continues through
right.
that. If the catcher would have dropped that ball, Bush would have had to go back to first base. I heard some Marmaton Valley fans saying that was a foul ball. Well, since the catcher caught it, the play continues.
That is correct. 0-2 the count here on Cannon Mitchell, so Tyler Lord working quickly on him, and now we get a stoppage on the umpire to call a balk.
Yep. Yep.
So a balk is going to move Connor Bush over to third base with nobody out. Second time I've seen a balk out of the three games we've watched here today in Kansas City. And
yeah, Tyler came set, and then he brought his foot forward without delivering the pitch. It was an easy balk call from the home plate umpire.
Mitchell with two RBIs, and now he got out in front of that one and just put it foul down the left field line. So stays 0-2, but Mitchell has reached in both of his at-bats today with two runs scored and two RBIs. Runner at third is Connor Bush with nobody out. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rossville leading Marmaton Valley 6-0. 2-1A state baseball quarterfinals here in Kansas City.
Once again, a runner just 90 feet away for Rossville, kind of scratching the run across.
Now, Cannon Mitchell, if you need an RBI, he's probably the one you want up there if you're Rossville. And 0-2, not that time. Great pitch by Tyler Lord, and down goes Mitchell swinging.
Change up there by Tyler Lord, and Mitchell waves in front of it.
Third strikeout for Tyler Lord, and Mitchell down for the first time today. Here's Cam Miller. Now he has pitched beautifully on the opposite end, and now a chance here to drive in a run. Good movement with that bat above the right shoulder. Tad bit open on that right side stance. Tyler Lord's first pitch kicks away from Brother Lane, but not far enough for Connor Bush to take a stab at it.
And Tyler just looked at his brother Lane and showed him. He said, open your glove, cut it over, and keep that ball in front of you.
And the brother love, pitcher and catcher combo. I'm sure the conversations have been up and down throughout the year. And now on a tee and out to left field, it's a base knock with one out. Cam Miller, the RBI single. That is pure.
Good piece of hitting there from the pitcher. It was a pitcher v. pitcher duel that you love so much
yes,
in
sir.
The game of baseball, softball, and kickball, I think you said, too, maybe even.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but Cam Miller, that's RBI number 35 this season. And now the lead is 7-0 for Rossville. Still one out. Miller at first base, and that brings up Cale Horrock. First pitch by Lord runs high for ball one.
Trying to go off speed on the first delivery there, and Horrock stays off of it.
And Cam Miller has stolen a base today. And Lord heard me because he took a shot over at first. Miller back in safely.
These kids all are listening to the broadcast.
I guess, man.
Yeah.
But it's been all Rossville through nearly four innings. The lead is a touchdown. And another throw over to first, and that one again kicks away. There's the danger of that. Miller trots over to second base.
Yeah, Tyler Lord is just very frustrated right now.
That'll
on the
one.
He's frustrated with his catcher. He's frustrated with his first baseman. You know, not catching a baseball, and you can start putting a lot of the weight on your own shoulders as a pitcher, but you got to relax.
I think the Dogs are seeing the frustration from Marmaton Valley and just trying to take advantage of the opportunities. And there's a good pitch there. It's called strike to Horrock. Now one ball, one strike. Miller at second. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. It's a 7-0 Rossville lead. Tyler Lord looking back at second, glancing, firing, and it gets to the backstop again. Another wild pitch. And there goes Miller up to third. Now, we talked about it, regionals, both baseball and softball last week. We talked about it, I'm sure, even your broadcast today. At this point, the mistakes are what cost teams. And right now, Marmaton Valley, the mistakes are heavy. And the Dogs taking full advantage with a touchdown lead.
Good pitch.
That's a good pitch called strike, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, just a little bit of a slider there from Tyler Lord. And
so 2-2 the count here on Cale Horrock. He has reached in one of his two at-bats. So foul this one away. He reached on a walk back in the first, and then he struck out in the second. He fought that one off. 2-2. Miller at third with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Rossville scored in all four innings here today. Wildcats have yet to score in this game. Here's a 2-2 by Lord. And it's hit to the right side. Should produce a run. It's Campbell. He'll throw it to first, and it's a low throw. And it's an error, and everybody's going to be safe. And Horrock is up to second base. Miller scores 8-0 Rossville. And the mistakes keep piling up for Marmaton Valley.
You know how when you have like a T-shirt and a thread of one of the seams kind of comes out, and that shirt starts to get loose and loose, and then it starts to rip? That's what you're seeing right now with Marmaton Valley is That thread was kind of ripped out in the bottom of the first inning, and Rostro's just slowly been tearing away, and this game's about to get broken completely open as a result of all these mistakes.
I think it's already broken open. Got to start thinking about a run rule option, potentially. 8-0 here in the fourth, and that brings up Cooper Meyer, who has walked and doubled today. I believe he took that first pitch outside for ball one.
You sure did. Catcher had the shin guards on the on-deck circle, but no need to keep those on. You're up to bat now, buddy.
Runner at second is Horak reaching on the air. Went off speed, didn't quite bend in on the inside part of the plate. And two balls, no strikes here on Meyer. Well, that double he hit in the third was mashed out to the warning track and left. Pretty straight up with his stance. Now a turn and fire to second. Now that one gets out into center field. Horak gets up, and he'll scamper into third.
Another pickoff attempt, Tyler Lord, and got a diving back from Horak there, and I think they're going to see if there is maybe obstruction. The home plate umpire and the third base umpire are going to get together to talk about that.
Well, there's only one out in the inning. Right now the count on Meyer is 2-0. Rossville leading this game 8-0. Rossville jumped out 2 in the first. They have not looked back. 3 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 more here in the fourth, and still a chance for more with one out and a runner at third, and it appears no obstruction is going to be called. The umpire going to the Marmaton Valley side, which is third base. Away team's been on the third base side today. Home team's on that first base side. Seems pretty common, right?
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, for the most part.
Well, no luck there for the Wildcats. So no obstruction. Horak safe after another throwing error. And an RBI chance here for Cooper Meyer. One out in the inning. 8-0, Rossville. Appreciate everyone hanging with us here today on 96.9. Seth, Jake, Brandon, all with you. Right back to it. Now, this one's hit deep out into center field. Caden McVay on his way back in front of the warning track. A deep fly ball, but it is well deep to get the runner in from third. Meyer with the sacrifice fly. First RBI of the game. It is 9-0, Rossville.
That productive out right there. Great piece of hitting and just driving him all the way back nearly to the warning track. And that's now 9 runs scored for them dogs, B-Tad. And of those 9 runs, only 3 of them are earned.
That has been the problem for the Wildcats here today. First pitch swinging, Cole Graves. So foul it straight back for strike number 1.
You've got to give just all the credit in the world. Rossville early on put the pressure mentally on this defense and this pitching staff of Tyler Lord from the Wildcats. They've been putting all the pressure on since the first inning.
Lord comes in there, off speed missing. 1-1 here on Cole Graves. So 2 outs, bases empty, 3 more runs across in this frame. Now you got to start talking run rule potential here for Rossville. This one's hit out towards center. Caden McVay might have been playing.
Wow.
He makes a sensational sliding catch for out number 3.
What a great play.
If I had a hat, I would tip it to him. That was a great play by Caden McVay to save potentially extra bases. But the dogs do more damage. We go to the fifth. Marmaton Valley, they got all the work to do. It's 9-0 Rossville here on the pole.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get a tummy ache and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Make a wish, dear, and blow out the candles.
Here they go.
What a birthday shout out there for old Jeff Tadman right there. Seth Olive's been back in studio putting that together. Happy birthday to Jeff Tadman. B-Tad?
64 years young. He's almost able to hit it up from the gold tees on the golf course now. I'm sure he's pretty excited about that. But
you're excited for that in a scramble potentially,
that's
too.
That's right. Now, appreciate everyone. Appreciate Seth. Happy birthday, Pops. We're in the top of the fifth inning here in Kansas City. It has been all Rossville. Kelton Laycock, the new pitcher here.
And he is making an appearance. He is 5-0 on the bump this season, Jake. He has pitched 20 and a third. He has allowed 16 hits and only 3 earned runs for a 1.30 ERA. And he has a chance to shut the door here in the later inning.
Well, end of the road potentially here from Arlington Valley. You're talking about shutting the door here for if you're Rossville, but you talked at the top of the broadcast about the culminated ERA for this Rossville dog team. Cam Miller did his job. Now Laycott, it's time for him to do his job and get Rossville on to Wednesday.
9-0 dogs. We go to the top of the fifth. Brevin Campbell will lead it off. First time against Kelton Laycock. A right-hander for the Dogs wears jersey number 7, fires in that over-the-top pitch, and it's a swing and a miss to Campbell for strike number 1. Well, shout-out Cam Miller for very strong innings here today. 2 hits allowed, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts. Laycock now in relief, the 0-1, just a little bit low. 1-1. Campbell followed by Alley and Newman, bottom third of the Wildcat lineup.
11 a.m. at Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan. The wait's on Wednesday.
And this one's popped up on the right side of the infield. Let's see who calls it off. It's going to be Martinek, the first baseman, just right close to the line. He'll make the catch. Getting the wind pushing that one a little bit. And he makes the catch for out number 1.
Good job by Martinek calling off everybody, saying, I got this one. Stabs that one out of the air for out number 1.
Felt like it came off the bat more towards Graves at second, but the wind just kind of pushed it towards Martinek at first. And either way, out number 1, and that brings up Alley. Open on the stance. Here's the pitch. And Laycock missing low for 1. Thomas 0-1 with a strikeout. Heading for a second time here today. Well, again, Marmonton Valley, they have not sent more than 4 to the plate in either of the first 4 innings today. There's a good pitch off speed. Swung on and missed. 1-1 the count.
Big swing there. And you're not going to get 9 runs back on 1 swing, but Alley definitely attempted it there. Good pitch by Laycock.
Little bend to the knees on that right side batter's box, and that next pitch from Laycock is low for 2.
Doesn't get a whole lot of credit typically, you know, your catcher, but Meyer has done a phenomenal job today behind the dish for them Dogs.
Laycock in relief again. He has 12 strikeouts in his 20-plus innings. Now this one's put into play. Third base side, Horgan set, fires, and a dart to first for out number 2. Alley down 5-3. 2 up, 2 down. Laycock doing work here in the fifth.
Sharp, sharp, sharp ground ball there, and Horgan made that look very routine. We got a pinch hitter coming in here from Marmonton Valley, but Chris Ferguson.
So Chris Ferguson taking the spot of right fielder Brandon Newman. So Chris will get in at bat here against Laycock with the bases empty, 2 outs here in the top of the fifth. And the first pitch by Laycock right in there for a called strike.
Ferguson nods his head, says, yeah, that was a strike. Young man didn't get too much playing time. Good to see him get a state appearance at bat here.
Rocking the no batting gloves. Love to see it. Choked up on the bat. That off-speed pitch just
got away
from Laycock a little bit, up and in. Just a bit inside. 1-1. Of course, you mentioned the time for potential semifinal on Wednesday. It'll be an earlier start time than today. Still waiting on the opponent. Rossville, do we have any kind of update maybe?
No,
they're not playing.
That game doesn't play until 5:45 tonight.
Okay,
so,
that is. I believe Frontenac, right, correct?
No, they're in 3A. It'll be AT&T and Humboldt.
Humboldt, okay.
Yep.
Late swing and a foul off here by Ferguson. Down in the count, 1-2. To Thomas More Prep and Humboldt, as we mentioned, the other semifinal. Playing here later today. But we do know the first semifinal set with Colgan and Frankfurt. Of course, we'll cover the Wildcats.
And we could very well for our area. I'll let you.
And a line drive off the glove of Laycock. Ricochets to Mitchell at short. Throw in time for the out. Well, shout out to the Marmonton Valley fans. They really wanted Chris Ferguson to get on base. But a great defensive play off the deflection by Cannon Mitchell. And 3 up, 3 down. Go the Wildcats. Well, 1 run away from a run rule victory. It's 9-0 Rossville. We go to the bottom of the fifth right after this.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
our final broadcast, at least for myself here today. We've been across the MSC networks, and just thanks to everybody who's been hanging out with us. We're in Kansas City, and we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here on the Pulse. Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollefson, Brandon Tatman with you. It has been all Rossville in this one. 9-0 is the score. And as we mentioned a couple of times here in the last couple of frames, one run is needed for Rossville to secure a 10-run run rule victory.
That's all you got to get is that one run. It'll be Martin that can start things off. We do have a new pitcher, looks like, on the bump for Marmaton Valley. Get that team here.
Garrett Morrison, I believe.
You are correct. So them Dawgs are just trying to get one more run scratched across to move on to Wednesday. And we were talking, there's all likelihood there's going to be a triple header now on Wednesday across the networks. With Rossville playing at 11 a.m., Frankfurt at 1:15, and then Silver Lake Boys, they would follow that one at 3:30. What we're seeing so far from the softball side of things is we know for sure that the Jeff West girls are playing Wednesday. They play at 11 a.m. That will be in Lawrence. Silver Lake softball just getting underway right now over in Salina.
That is on KNZA 103.9.
If they were to win, they would be playing at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. So a whole host of teams trying to get punched through. We've got three guaranteed, about to make it four, with the Eagles of Silver Lake trying to make it five of the seven teams winning in the quarterfinals.
Rossville, one run. It's all they need, and they'll wrap this thing up. 9-0. Here's Martinek to lead it off against Morrison. Takes a whack at the first pitch. Comes up empty for strike number one. Martinek was hit by a pitch, came around to score in the second inning, and then in the third, he struck out swinging. And this one off speed, late swing, out amongst the patrons. Oh, heads up, you get a little nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's really amongst the patrons.
Yeah, you got to make sure that everybody, you mentioned the PA here, pretty good about it. Heads up.
No balls, two strikes. So Garrett Morrison in relief, working quickly. Get you his pitching stats after this pitch, which is in the dirt for ball number one. Morrison this season has a 3-1 record. He has pitched 20 innings. 16 earned runs and a 5.6 ERA with 25 strikeouts. Here's a 1-2, and it was high, but still swinging and fouling it off was Martinek, so it'll stay 1-2. Cale Horgan, Jacoby McDonald also due up here. It is 9-1-2, as you would call it, 1-2-3.
Hey, let's go. That's how we like it, man. I like double leadoff, your 9-0 hitter.
Leadoff, and Horgan maybe as good of a leadoff man as any, and hits a slow roller and pass. The shortstop and out into center field for a single.
Yeah, good job by Martinek there just to stay down on it. Two tough with two on him and able to rope it right back up the middle. We might have we're going to have a substitution coming in here to run and get that game-winning run over at first base. A little bit more speed. Running at first base now will be Gavin Sumner.
All right, so Sumner off the bench and a chance to score the winning run in this game if he can get all the way around.
Yep, full pinch runner there, so Martinek, he will be allowed to re-enter defensively if need be.
13th hit of the season by Martinek with that single. On Sumner now on the base pass, he won't go. First pitch here by Morrison, 2. Horgan is a little bit high for ball 1. So the winning run at first base, nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. It has been a dominant display by Rossville, both sides of the ball.
No doubt about it. Good credit to the Marmaton Valley faithful. We're still staying very much into this ball game here, trying to give their Wildcats some extra juice here in the bottom of the fifth. But now 9-0. Them Dawgs, buddy, have been looking good.
So they got to keep Rossville off the board. They have yet to do that in any of the first four innings here today. Now this one is absolutely mashed deep to left field, and it's going to be foul. That might have been a homer. If Horgan would have straightened it out, had a lot of oohs and ahs, and rightfully so, he does have one home run this season.
That was almost a second, because that was the loudest and the longest strike that we have seen so far
today. Right off the bat, it was the collective ooh of the fan, but just a touch foul, and it's 2-1.
Soared over the bullpen down there where another Marmaton Valley pitcher is warming up, so
Sumner, the courtesy runner at first for Martinek. 2-1 the count here on Horgan. 9-0 Rossville looking for a run rule win if they can score here in the bottom of the fifth. And now this one is lifted out towards left field. This is going to be a tough play for the left fielder, and that one drops into fair territory. This could be it. It is Sumner rounding third. He is going to score. And a triple to walk it off for Rossville in the bottom of the fifth inning by Cale Horgan.
Just missed a walk-off home run. He'll get a triple instead for them dogs, B-10. Moving on to Manhattan on Wednesday.
That is the 15th consecutive win for the Rossville Bulldogs, and they improved the overall mark to 24-4. And they are on to MHK on Wednesday. Final score, Rossville 10, Marmaton Valley nothing in 5 innings. We'll take a break, wrap things up, get to the post game on the other side. It's high school baseball here on the Pole.
This is Jordan Roberts with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on 96.9 The Pulse. We got about 6 minutes, and then we got to get it back to Seth and company in our studios, as it was a dominant effort by the four-seed Rossville Bulldogs in the baseball state championship tournament opener quarterfinals, a 10-0 five-inning win for the Dogs. Jake Spaulding alongside, appreciate it, man, for a few more minutes here, but we've seen some close games throughout the day here on this field. That was not necessarily the case. Rossville, 2 runs in the first, 3 in the second, 1 in the third, 3 in the fourth, and 1 in the fifth. How about a walk-off RBI triple by Cale Horgan, scoring courtesy runner Sumner to wrap things up and give Rossville a trip to the semis and their 15th consecutive win.
Yeah, 15 straight wins. And you saw Cam Miller came out with an attitude in this game, and he was very confident on the bump. You know, you go back to the very first inning, and Marmaton Valley was able to get their first base runner on. Second batter bunts that baseball down. Looks like he's going to maybe have an infield single, but the play from catcher to first to third, it was a double play, B-Tad, and that set the tone. Marmaton Valley was trying to get on, get him over, and get him home for easy runs early, but after that, Cam Miller locked it in, and he pitched phenomenally. This defense from Rossville is just as good as their pitcher on the bump. This is a team to be reckoned with. They're a 4 seed, but they're one that's looking to get either the top overall seed or the 8th seed in the semifinals. They're a team we could be looking at and talking about going for a championship.
Well, can't assume it's going to be the 1 seed. We've seen some 1 seeds go down already throughout the day here in the lower classes. But, yeah, you mentioned Cam Miller, man. 4 innings pitched, 2 hits, no runs allowed, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts. But talked about it in the pregame. It was all about limiting the mistakes and who could chase the starting pitcher out first. And I don't think it was
chasing Cam Miller away.
Right.
It was Rossville building a big enough lead to where they felt comfortable putting Laycock on the mound for the last three or four outs.
Yeah, exactly. You get what you can out of him, out of Miller, and then Laycock came in, and he just did what he needed to do. Again, lower inning count for him, but he was able to execute at a high level, and a great job, again, of just making those decisions. That's a tough thing to do as a coach, knowing when to pull him, but Cam Miller did a great job.
Can we give this woman a shout-out real quick?
Sure, absolutely.
No, you know, we've had a wonderful woman providing waters and peanut M&Ms throughout the day from Frontenac, so we appreciate it very much.
So that means we're rooting for Frontenac against Burlington then, right?
I did spend a lot of time in southeast Kansas. I used to work in Fort Scott, so certainly knew about Frontenac. And good.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Talking amongst the patrons here, and we got a couple more minutes. We got to get it back to Seth here in a minute. But again, dominant display, so we're still waiting on Rossville's opponent.
Yeah.
Give us kind of the update on the 2-1A bracket, quarterfinal number one set. We know it's Colgan and Frankfurt. How about that matchup? That's going to be a lot of fun. It will be a tough matchup for Frankfurt. Colgan just an absolute power on the baseball diamond. And of course, Rossville advancing and awaiting the winner of TMP and Humboldt.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be a fun day in Manhattan across our networks. Again, we're going to have Frankfurt at 115 on 92.1 KMZA. All intents and purposes, expecting Rossville, they will be playing right here on 96.9 The Pulse. That game is scheduled for 11 a.m. against either Hayes TMP or Humboldt. And then on the girls' side, potentially on 96.9. Again, we got to figure things out. It'll either be 96.9 or 103.9. It'll be the Silver Lake Boys at 3:30 from Manhattan on Wednesday as well. On the girls' side of things, really quickly here, Jefferson West, they moved on and they will play at 11 a.m. on Wednesday. That game will likely be on 103.9 KNZA. And then we're waiting to see if Silver Lake, they're playing right now in their quarterfinal matchup over in Emporia. If they move on, they will play at 1 o'clock. Both those girls' contests from Lawrence.
All right, we got to get you up and get you out of here. Appreciate it very much once again. Let's run through the final tallies as Rossville, again, their 15th consecutive win. The 4-seed Dogs go to 24-4 and await the winner of TMP and Humboldt in the semifinals in MHK on Wednesday morning. Rossville today in the victory in 5 innings, 10 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. And Marmonton Valley, no runs, 2 hits, 4 errors. They left 3 on base. 4 of the 10 runs, by the way, for Rossville earned. So, again, mistakes across the board for Marmonton Valley.
Before we get out of here, just wanted to give a quick programming update before Brandon signs off. And that's just the fact, if you want to listen to Silver Lake Lady Eagles softball, it's going on right now on 103.9 KNZA. You can download the MSC Radio app to listen to that, as well as the Eagles trying to punch their ticket to Wednesday in Lawrence.
Dominant win here for the Rossville Dogs. They move on to MHK Wednesday morning. It'll be either against TMP or Humboldt. And again, we'll have the coverage Wednesday morning right here
companies
on the Pulse. Dominant display. We'll talk to you Wednesday. Final score, Rossville 10, Marmonton Valley nothing. Thanks for listening to High School Baseball. Postseason coverage continues this week later on the Pulse.